بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الصوم وغيره في العشر الأول من ذي الحجة. This is a chapter on virtue of fasting during the first 10 days of ذي الحجة. باب فضل الصوم وغيره, fast, the virtues of fasting and other actions, ibadat, in the first 10 days of ذي الحجة. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام, يعني أيام العشر. قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء, رواه البخاري. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi was discussing the chapter on fasting, and the previous chapter was on the virtues of fasting in the month of Muharram and Shaban and the sacred months. And in today's hadith, we are discussing the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the importance of making ibadat in these first 10 days and fasting during these days. Of course, on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Eid, there is no fasting, but the days preceding that, the great virtues for keeping roza. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days in which good actions, amal saliha, are more beloved to Allah than during these days, namely the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Sahaba asked, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even jihad in the path of Allah? He replied, not even jihad in the path of Allah, except for a person who goes out in jihad with his life and his wealth and returns with nothing. In other words, the person becomes shaheed and he loses everything on the battlefield because he gets shahada, then that is greater than these 10 days ibadat. However, otherwise, these 10 days of the hijjah, any ibadat done, like tasbihat, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting, nafil, and tilawat of Quran, dua, sadaqat, are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah ta'ala has taken a qasam on these 10 days in the Quran, wal fajri, walayalin ashr. Allah has taken an oath by dawn, fajr, like now is fajr time, to show the importance of fajr. And walayalin ashr, and the 10 nights, referring to the 10 days and 10 nights of the hijjah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made good deeds, very, very meritorious in his eyes, in his sight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards a person immensely. So much so that even going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that the person becomes shaheed, that also does not equal ibadat done in these 10 days. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq hidayah to understand, make amal wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, subhanahu wa ta'ala.